Blog Talk Radio. exposed.
Mike Key.
hold it. Hold it. there's a new ballroom movement happening in Texas. Ballroom Face Extraordinaire, Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball. During the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride Celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, grand prize number one. Female figure face, the unbelievable beauty, $1,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance. All bets are on, $1,000. Grand prize number three, open to all sex sirens. The ultimate sex wager. Five trophies, five cash, $500. Mini grands include Butch Queen Face, in honor of the Butch Queen Face icon, Whitney Garcon, for $250. Butch Queen Pretty Boy, the real pretty boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness versus Executive Realness for $250. As well as Open to All Best Dressed Spectator for $250. Again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball presented by Trey Garcon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m. First category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson, located at 1241 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79. Use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Garcon are heating Dallas up with the first ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball, ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthpride.com or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada presents Our Favorite Things. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000, Butch Queen Thug Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250. Open to all new school legendary realness for $250. Female figure face for $250. Butch Queen in drag versus Femme Queen realness for $250. Butch Queen European runway for $250. Butch Queen All-American Runway for $250. Butch Queen Sex Siren for $250. And Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness for $250. That's Our Favorite Things, presented by Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th, $200 after. Seats 10 with refreshments and your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus. or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Thing.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Saturday, July 27th in Atlanta, Georgia, Father Danye Mizrahi presents the V for Vendetta Ball. Grand prize, $2,000 open to all faiths. Calling all you big girls, femme queens, butch queen in drag, women, butch queens, butches, and trans men. For you female figures, we're looking for a look of Poison Ivy, the queen of the underworld Persephone, or the evil queen of Snow White. And for you male figures, the futuristic king of Vendetta, King Tut, or Zeus. Only one will walk away with the $2,000 grand prize. Your mini grants include $1,000 for male figure realness, pretty boys versus schoolboys versus thugs versus executives versus trans men versus butch. $500 with a $10 pot for open to all performance. $250 for a butch queen European runway. $200 for femme queen versus junior femme queen versus drag realness. $150 for open to all best dress. $100 for butch queen sex siren and $100 for female figure runway. That's the D for Vendetta Ball, presented by Father Danye Mizrahi. Location, 800 Miami Circle, Suite 140 in Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $100 in advance. $150 after June 1st. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi and the icon Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Twinkle Toes Mizrahi. For more information, contact Father Danye Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page on July 27th, the V for Vendetta Ball. Be there.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want.
The Controversial...
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the only radio station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. Oh, hold on. What the fuck? What the fuck? Hold on. I have to go. Baby, hold on. Chill. No, honey. Oh, wait. Hold on. I have to play some music. I'll be back. Hold on. Okay, Queens, I'm back. I'm sorry. I had to take care of something real quick, honey. But I'm back. I'm back now. I'm sorry to all the girls that can't get online, honey. You know, when it's a fight or something, you know what it gives, Miss Thing. 10:45, honey, the girls be on the lines and the phone lines be jam-packed. But I'm so sorry. But I'm back now, honey. Without further ado, I'm definitely going to bring on my cast members. They're definitely here this week, honey. It's the icon, overall father himself, Father Rodney Cocktail Prodigy.
Everybody put your drinks in the air.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks
up. Let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
Yo,
up.
Get drunk.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know why.
What's going on, Cal?
Nothing much, just chilling. We got our sister from another mother, honey, is finally back with us, honey. She don't need no introduction, but you already know.
You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don C, we got that right one in the club, always the flyest. Always got her hands the highest. She stopped drinking Diet Coke, she on that Coke diet. She bat her eyelids, that girl is so wired. I know she's so tired, but ooh, she on fire.
Miss Bell,
you already motherfucking know.
I know that's right.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, she done got the house of Chanel settling in New York. Now she's back to her normal tea-spilling self. Welcome back to the show, niece.
Hey, Uncle, what's the tea?
Not much. At work as usual.
I know that feeling.
Yes, but we are definitely here to recap the legendary Crystal Ball that happened this Saturday in Philadelphia. We're also here to recap Laomi Prodigy and Courtney Mizrahi Ball that happened last night in Chicago. And we're also here to recap the icon Jack Mizrahi's birthday ball that happened last night here in New York City, honey.
Oh, yeah, and also with First Fridays, too, just in case. You know,
oh, yeah, and First Friday, too, honey. My nigga, yes. But I know, baby, the girls in the chat room, y'all, I know y'all gagging, honey. I posted up the video for y'all of the fight in Philadelphia. But before we get into all the madness and all the drama, honey, you know, I'll let Rodney give his take on the ball because y'all already seen my take from my little snippet, you know, in the aftermath that I gave y'all. So go ahead, Rodney.
Okay, well, I attended the crystal ball. This is for Monique, the Calm Collective. I attended the crystal ball on Saturday. We got to Philadelphia a little early on one of my house members' birthday. Happy birthday, Colin Prodigy. So we stopped by there for some drinks, you know what I'm saying, because we knew the ball. You know, those agency balls tend to be dry in the alcohol department, so I wanted to make sure I was still able to function. So I went ahead and had my medicine earlier.
That's
and so we left there. We got to the venue. It's about 8 o'clock. We got to the venue at 8. Everyone was outside, so I was wondering what was going on. And I saw Jack walking the opposite way downtown. So I was like, well, what the fuck? What's going on? I thought we were supposed to be starting at 8. But apparently the DJ, DJ VJ, was running a little late with some things, I guess with his laptop system and stuff. He had to go get it or whatever it was to secure for the venue. And well, once he got back and got set up to the speakers and stuff, we was able to start, and they did LSS and got us on the stage. I was a judge. It was a nice crowd, very nice crowd. It should have been Pat Moore. I think the promotion department for the Colors organization, it needs a little fine-tuning, but it was definitely are still a lot of people in the venue. So big ups to Fuzzy for doing his best to, you know, accommodate everybody and get everybody situated and stuff. And big shout out to those fucking those gift bags. It was more shit in those gift bags than I've seen on people's tables at balls. Yeah, I've seen that. But a big shot. It was sodas, water, chips, cookies, candy, condoms, lube, everything that you need for a nice good time was in that bag. But the ball itself, I'll go with the grand prize. It was okay. I was looking for something more like what the Dior did at the Baltimore Free Ball last year. When I seen the tape of that, I thought that was the inspiration of what the people were going to do. But it still came across the Vans one. It came across nice, the HIV message and everything with their dances and stuff. That was really, really nice. Face, almost the ultimate figure Face, was won by a existence. I don't know her name. She's a real woman. So congrats to her. The Prodigies. We definitely were in the building to represent Philadelphia. We won a lot. It's my house. I didn't want to just rag and go on and on and on, but you know, I'll touch on our wins as well. We won Schoolboy Realness, Sim Queen Realness, Trans Man Realness. We also won the Old Way with Found a Man. We won, whatever. I don't want to forget something. Everybody's going to read me. We won a lot of stuff at the ball. It was definitely a night. For the house, they just came through, put everything together, and did us to that.
Kelly, that's your bag. Who background is that?
Hold on. I'm walking through my house, honey. I walk from one room to another.
That's that. No, it's sister versus sister. Only three people walk, which was kind of, well, like four people walk, which is, you know, not like a regular ball. Normally, sister versus sister don't give you at least 10 minimum. There's only four people walk. We did win that as well. Big ups to Sky Prodigy. He won the overall performance for the Twisted Versus Sister. Ashante Chanel won for the Vogue film, and they battled for the cash. And that's pretty much my retake on the ball.
Who won the cash, Rodney?
For the cash for the performance.
Uh-huh.
Sky Prodigy.
Okay.
It was him and Mashanti in the final battle.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, big up to the House of Mizrahi for the mini grand of House with the Most Tested. The House of Mizrahi came through and won this year. I think the Blondics won last year. The Mizrahis won this year. So big ups to Mother and the kids in Philadelphia, Mina, and can't think of his name, Leo. Over to Mizrahi in Philadelphia. And that's basically my recap from the Crystal Ball. You're doing Crystal Ball first, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do the Crystal Ball first, honey. Well, my recap is... Yeah. I never been to a Crystal Ball before. So... My plans on Saturday was to go to the dance competition and support my little friend because he came out and supported me on Monday for my birthday and, you know, and chill with me and things. So my intentions was to stay at the dance competition all night, but the dance competition got shut down early and we got put out to school in Brooklyn. So I got on the road about 7, I would think about 6:30, 7, and got to the ball. And just from the moment of me walking up to the place, it just sucked the life out of me. I don't know why, but it just sucked the life out of me. I really didn't have fun. I'm going to say big shout out to Jay for, you know, giving my little LSS and letting the girls know that, you know, I'm going to be working with him in the organization, doing outreach and different things of that nature.
Kelly, you know they got a you know they got a confidentiality clause, right?
What?
Okay, I'm just saying.
What? For letting me know that what that I'm doing, I'm gonna be doing. Oh, you talk about spreading people's business and things. Oh, I would never.
Yeah.
I would never be so tacky and naughty and do something like that. I'll leave that up for the other trashy girls that do things like that. I don't have.
I'm just calm down.
It's not for you. It's just for the other girls, you know. I don't have to stoop that low to read someone upon their health status. I can read them about every other thing else besides their health status. I'll leave that up to the other girls that need that to win a battle.
But Kelly, when having those, just on a serious note, when having those type of organizations, different stuff like that, when dealing with the ballroom participants themselves, like you have some that don't even really come to walls, but they're still in houses. Some of the kids, when it comes to testing and when it comes to the house with the most tested stuff, some kids are afraid to go to get tested by those individuals, period, because they're ballroom affiliated and right. They're afraid that their business is put out there. And with you being a media mogul of mess and gossip and stuff, do you think that would deter more people in your region or area, wherever your practice is, from coming to get tested or to come seeking professional health assistance?
Well, if anybody knows me, I've been telling the girls for a long time. I have been dealing with this for the last 21 years with my mother, and a lot of people have came to me for a lot of great resources, and I directed them to the places they need to go. Their business has never got out there, and it will never get out there because I don't need to stoop that low to get out there. So anybody that's coming to any agency that I will be working at don't have to worry about their business being on the radio and me being tacky in the chat rooms and all types of things, because I'm not that type of person. Outside of the ballroom scene, I'm a host, hopefully different entity than I am on the floor. And so, you know, and behind the cameras and everything. And the girls don't have to worry about, you know, a lot of things coming real soon, but I'll wait until the awards board to make that announcement. Yeah. But so I went to the Crystal Ball. I really didn't enjoy myself. I don't know why. It was just a drain. Like, I was ready to go. I really didn't want to be there. I wanted to get back to New York and go to Tony McCoke's birthday cookout and stuff. And so I want to say congratulations to all the prodigies who definitely did win. They were definitely up in the building. Congratulations to the House of Mizrahi for definitely getting out most people tested. Congratulations, Mother Amina, for definitely, you know, being out there and doing all the great work that she does in the Philadelphia area. I want to say congratulations to Fuzzy, because it was definitely a cute ball. And my highlight of the night for me of the ball would definitely have to be that when I was coming from the car and I was walking into the ball, I was telling my cousin, legendary woman's performance, Kyle Mizrahi, that this place is fab. I didn't know it was at the same place that, you know, Rodney tore down a couple of years ago. But other than that, I was saying to my cousin, somebody needs to, this place is so fab, Miss Singh, somebody needs to come out and fuck these motherfucking steps up, because the place is just so fab. And so, bitch, I definitely have to say congratulations to Star Revlon. I definitely have to give her congratulations and kudos. If the girls have never seen you, Star, and if you're out there or any Revlon is out there listening, if the girls have not seen you or read you or anything, baby, that night was your motherfucking night, okay? You put yourself, if you had never been on the map, you was on the map that night, okay? And I definitely got to say kudos to her. And that was my highlight of the night. And other than that, trying to get down South Street to Gino's and couldn't get down to get my fries before I left. And I came back to New York, and I fell asleep in the car. Jack drove back. I fell asleep in the car, bitch, and woke up. And we left Philly at 12:30 and didn't get back to New York until 3:19. It was so much traffic on the highway. And I missed Tony McCoke's birthday party, but I want to say happy birthday to Tony McCoke's Revlon, honey. And he had a fab birthday, honey. And that's it for the Crystal Ball for me. So now we're going to get into the madness of the Crystal Ball. Honey, Roddy, would you like to tell her about the madness?
Kelly, no shade. Looking at Star's clip, it kind of gave me an old school, what's the night, was in the balcony type of tea. And let me, she really made a name for herself in that. If she had never made a moment, that was truly a moment for her.
Alexa, stop it.
No, it did. I'm not saying it was like one of those clips, but you not remember when people was in the, when Sonia was in the balcony, girl?
No, Alexis, you're fucking it in. Alexis.
Girl, I can't with you, girl. Why you didn't get your people?
Okay. It was her moment.
No, I'm just saying.
And Alexis,
never mind,
leave it alone. Okay, and I think you just
trying to give me too much, girl.
So, and also, you know, let me start the mess off, honey, and then y'all can go from there. I don't know. I was sitting downstairs. Well, I was sitting over with the prodigies over there, you know, with Caesar and Man and everybody and Big James Kong. And so we looked up the steps, and it was instant going on up the steps. And so I don't know what's going on. They like somebody carrying on up those steps. So, you know, once the girls trickle down from the steps, Miss Thang, you know, all the children come and they come over to mother, you know, and they give me to eat, Miss Thang. And they get the very child. Magna was up there. He was arguing with somebody and something happened, Miss Thang. And it was just a whole bunch of madness. And they said Magna wasn't really involved in the situation, but the person that the other boy was arguing with was so fucking little that Magnum came to the little person's defense. And that's how Magnum got involved in the situation, they said. He was never officially involved in the situation. He just came to the little child's defense. Well, baby, Magnum, I don't think you need to come to anybody's defense again. Because those girls, mistake, they rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat that motherfucking ass, Miss Thang, okay? And then the video that y'all see up in the room, Miss Thang, of him getting beat, wasn't the whole video, Miss Thang. It was pieces that was missing from the video, but I couldn't get the other pieces that was missing from the video because they said Miss Ronisha, the Butch Queen Up in Drag's performance, they said the way she beat that other child, Miss Thang, girl, they said it was nothing to be played with. They said Miss Ronisha boxed like Mike motherfucking Tyson. Oh, baby, they said she was not having it, honey. Okay? But if any of you girls is out there and y'all want to definitely call in and comment about everything y'all heard from the Crystal Ball, feel free to definitely press 1. Our phone lines are definitely open, honey. Okay? And if you're out there and you're trying to call in and you can't get through, okay, because the phone lines are so jam-packed, tell one of your girlfriends to hit me up in my inbox and send me your number, and I'll call you and bring you right up on the line. How you doing? Honey. Yes, honey. So what did you hear about all of this, Miss Snow?
You know, this is my first time hearing about it. When you posted the video, when you posted the, when you said you had the fight, that was my first time hearing about a fight.
Yes, honey. Baby. So, Roddy, what do you think about all of this?
I mean, I just think it was just, you know, a lot of extras. And, you know, so I'm sure it could have been avoided. By, you know, cooler heads prevailing, but, you know, I guess, you know, everybody stick up for their house members and stuff like that.
Yeah. Baby, the way they grabbed Magnum by those motherfucking braids, Miss Thang, and launched him, Miss Thang, ooh, it gave me a flashback to that phone booth.
I haven't even watched the video yet.
Oh, baby, it is a key. Baby, and those motherfucking Philadelphia security guards, Miss Thang, baby, those motherfucking cans of mace that they had, Miss Thang, that shit sprayed out red and green and all types of shit, bitch. They wasn't playing with those hoes, Miss Thang. Honey, I don't know, honey. Maybe the girls are definitely cool in here. Oh, wait, he never texted me the list. I need the list, honey, okay? Yeah. Hold on, I'm trying to get this list, honey. But we can definitely, Marcus, if you out there, Marcus, can you please call in and press 1, Marcus? We need to know what happened at the Laomi and Courtney's ball, Marcus. We know that you're still in the Chicago area, Marcus. Can you call and give us a tea?
She was on the phone. She hung up.
List, honey. I'm trying to.
Did he go to Laomi's and ball?
Yeah. I know he went. He was out there. Oh. I'm trying to get the list. I'm trying to get the list for the girl, Sonny. It was supposed to be sent to me earlier by the legendary Dominique Prodigy. Honey, I'm trying to get the list for the girls that are invited to Vogue at the Latex Ball and the girls that's invited to Walk Runway at the Latex Ball. I'm waiting for Dominique to send me the list so you girls can know who's invited. You have to be invited this year to Walk categories at the Latex Ball.
What? Why is it just a list this year? What with the
I think they're doing the list for the categories this year is because the Latex Ball never finishes. And it'd be so long and so many people walking and they never get to finish the Latex Ball. So I think that's why they're doing the list. They're doing the list this year. So you have to be invited. So I think that's much better. Then you don't have to worry about it because you know everybody wants to walk the Latex Ball. Everybody wants to be on the main stage because the different awards balls that we have across the country and the different house balls and the Latex Ball, those are like main stages, bitch, and especially the Latex Ball. And everybody wants to be on the main stage. And I don't think everybody should be allowed on the main stage. It's no shame. Okay. Shit. But while we wait for Marcus to call in and give us a tea, or somebody from Chicago to call in and give us a tea, Ronnie, would you like to recap your Sunday?
Oh yes, my Sunday was actually really, really nice. I got to New York, checked into my room. I was getting ready to go to BBQ's because I asked a group of friends to, you know, let's meet up. Go do our normal drink and eat and be merry. But no one was answering. Everybody was, you know, late, tired, and bullshitting around, procrastinating and stuff. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go to Times Square myself and give me something to eat and give me about 3 or 4, you know, big jugs. So then I called Kelly and Sanaya and find out what they were doing. I didn't call the jail because she's not there. So Kelly and Sanaya picked me up, and then we were on our way to Brooklyn to the Beckham
Hold on. Kelly and Sanaya picked you up.
Yes.
Can I ask what car y'all was in?
I had to rent a car.
Okay.
Andre's back in Atlanta with his smart car. For the smart girls.
What you don't give me that now?
Oh no, I'm not giving that to you. I'm giving that to the girls. This thing. Okay. I'm not in the clown car anymore, Alexis.
Okay.
So we went to Brooklyn, and I'm on Egypt with it as well. We went to Brooklyn, and you know we began, you know, talking shit, drinking, eating, you know, the barbecue and everything like that. And then we decided to play cards as normal. So, you know, me and Kelly sat down, and we just commenced to whip an ass the rest of the night.
Yes, honey. We spank. If Tashawn, if you out there listening, Tashawn Milan Beckham and Eric Milan Beckham and Corey Allure, if y'all out there listening, and Tashawn's husband and Eric's husband, me and Rodney spanked they motherfucking ass last night, honey. Larry was on the girls, and cocktails for Rodney was on the girls.
Larry, what's the
minute?
Larry was at the party?
Well, whoever.
No, the money we made.
Oh. Yeah.
It was on
the girls last night, honey. Okay, you know,
okay.
It was a lovely, and we and Rodney had a lovely time, honey. I think we played about 5 games. We lost one, honey, and you know, we was on our way about to leave. I think it was about 12 o'clock, and we was about to leave and go back to our hotel. Rodney was about to go back to his hotel. I was going to drop him off at his hotel, and I was going to go back to my house and get ready, and as soon as we sat down in the car, they gave
the
very, oop, the game is over. Tashawn and his boyfriend got their ass whooped so fierce by Corey and Eric. Me and Rodney had no other choice but to get back out the car and play another game. And then we beat them, honey. We beat them, and then Tashawn wanted to sit down again and play again. So then we beat them, and then we just, you know, we got up and we hit it, you know, with our bill of peace and came on back.
Okay.
So I want to thank the girls for our bill. Okay. Well, go ahead, Rodney. Finish.
Yeah, so after that, you know, came back to the room, and then we, I came in to get dressed, and then I went to the Rumble. It was, the people just were still outside. It was like just mad people outside. Because normally, even though Jack told everybody, you know, come early, come on time, we got to start the ball, people still wait outside. And so, actually, because the new rules are escalated, the ball has to end at 4 o'clock. He had to actually start the event with less than the normal amount of people that normally is in there. So some of the people were coming in. Some of the people didn't get in. It was just so much outside that the ball had to keep going. So a lot of people missed their categories, came in. Jack into the category was already gone and wanted to get up in and outfits and all that stuff. So, you know, big ups to that. But, you know, sometimes you have to listen to the promoters and come to their venues on time if you want to walk, if you want to be seen, you want to be on ballroom throw back, you want to do the in the mix. You got to get there. You have to get there to get in the ball. So, you know, the ball started. It was already started. Actually, when I came in there, because I was outside, it was going outside, selling Nutcracker. So, you know, I stayed outside for a little while, you know. And then I came on in. The ball had already started. Watched two categories. I liked the runway, grand prize, Scott Song. I can't think of his first name. For the runway. And then our best dress was Brittany, Mother Brittany, Ebony. But I'm going to talk about Nelly Khan. Definitely the Rhythm of the Twist. She definitely tore it down last night. She kept us crowd, she kept us motivated and crowd the whole time. But the person of the night was for Team Sex Siren with a Twist. Genuine Prodigy bust the building up in its entirety. It was everything. The ball was off their feet the whole time. You had Ken, you had Rashawn, you had Bubby, you had George Mizrahi from California. You have Lucky Aga, Junior Aga. The guys definitely, it was three teams. They all came out. They gave their little spiel, their little intro production and stuff. And then battles went from you can even walk Twist, or you can even walk Sex Island based on when you pull the letter or pull the number out of the cup. So, you know, I ain't going to call any more battles and stuff, but the battles was nice. You had the people that were a little mad. You know, then they went to the judges. So, Kelly, what was actually said to you when he came back to you on the panel about your voting?
It wasn't nothing that was... Oh, you talk about the tiebreaker, or you talk about the Lucky situation?
No, Junior and with both of them.
With the Junior situation, he gave the very you really picked him over me, and I was looking at him. I was looking at Kool-Aid, because why would you even ask me to break the tie? You already should know where my vote is going to go already. So why would you ask me to break the tie as a commentator? I had to read her about that. She said, oh, I didn't even know that was a little bit. Girl, please. Okay, and then Junior, bitch, they already knew who I was going to pick already, but they thought that I picked him, and I didn't pick him. Why would I pick him over my house member? And so then he felt some type of way that I had picked my house member, that he thought that he had won. But no, Little B had won.
Well, let me ask you a question, Kelly. In all honesty, if Lil B was not in your house, would you still have picked him?
What'd you say? In all honesty, if he wasn't in my house, no, I wouldn't have picked him.
Oh, okay.
I'm being real.
Okay.
But he's my house member, so I picked my house member. Nobody else is going to pick over the house member.
I mean, if he was eating his... Well, okay.
Oh, well, baby. No, I don't know who else, I don't know whatever other people will do. I don't know what everybody else will do, but it was the last battle, and it was for $1,000. Why would I pick over my house number for $1,000? That's just like asking you, Alexis, if Quincy is the last battle, been saying, honey, are you going to pick over Quincy for that $1,000?
If the other person is serving that category.
And I think Fred will be putting you out the house.
Well, you wouldn't be comfortable in your house anymore anyway. You would want to leave.
Yes, you're saying because bitch, honey, I already know, bitch. I gotta read motherfucking down, mistake, bitch. Please, baby, let me tell you something. Bitch, I want to handle mistake, and I'm the last battle, mistake, girl, and it's 4-4, mistake, honey, and no shade, you know, mistake, and it's me and Rose out there battling, and Andre picks Rose for that $1,000, bitch. The way I'm going to read Andre on that microphone, mistake, girl, bitch. Y'all gonna think I never knew him, mistake. That he wasn't even my father.
Oh, God.
Great. But grand prize definitely went to went to Kenyon and George. They was the last two left on Lucky's team. Kenyon, oh, my God, baby.
Not George. George was on that team.
Kenyon and Little B. Sorry. Kenyon and Little B was the last two on Lucky's team. But when I tell you, Kenyon, baby, that was a surprise, baby. I was sitting there and I was gagging, and the girls were giving me a child. He vokes all the time in the house. But, baby, to see it on the main stage, I got my L-I-F-E, motherfucking Kenyon, baby. You fuck that up, baby, okay? And if your team didn't win or you didn't win, baby, you knew it was motherfucking shade, bitch, because Kenyon, baby, You would have thought motherfucking Laomi. No, not even Laomi, okay? You would have thought motherfucking Sanaya was out there motherfucking battling motherfucking Letitia, mistake, okay? The way those motherfucking girls crowded that motherfucking runaway last night, mistake, when Kenyon was voguing, mistake. Kenyon had a little ass motherfucking square that he had to vogue in, because that's how they crowded that motherfucking runway for motherfucking Kenyon. I got my life. Word, Kenyon, okay? Maybe. But Alexis, Rodney, go ahead and finish your take, honey, and then we get to Alexis, because she was there, but, you know, I didn't get a chance to see her.
No, she already left before the battle, though.
Oh, yeah. She already...
When the lights came on, I hit it.
Well, I didn't get a chance to see her, but I seen that picture of her that's floating around Facebook, Miss Day.
Girl, yeah,
Miss Day, your picture's floating around, Miss Day. They said you looked like a big-ass Starburst.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Ronnie. Finish your take, and then we get to Alexis.
I really like to say that Ebony girl, London Ebony, she really, 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 I just kept staring at her last night. She looked like real. So big up to her for some realness. And Evie Balenciaga for Drug Realness. Magnum Balenciaga for Thug Realness. Jaden Ebony for Pretty Boy Realness. Kim and Cash. X Ebony, now Chanel, was a nice little, you know, pop that you see on the floor for those that know about rivalry. You know,
Question.
Yes.
Was there some votes that was changed, Kelly?
It gave me that tea, Miss Dang, because I swore that it was 4-4 and I was supposed to break this high, but then when it came back again, it went to 4-5, and I don't understand how it got like that. But you know,
because I thought you were supposed to break the tie the first time.
Yeah,
then, like,
I was supposed to.
I
was supposed to break the tie, but you know, when they did the vote over, Miss Dang, the votes got switched around, honey. But you know, that's how the girls do.
I was thinking that too, but I was like, well, maybe it's the services that got me feeling like that, but.
Honey. So. But Alexis, your take from the back of the room.
Kelly, you gonna stop trying. I enjoyed myself, of course, as always. I came out to preview the weekend to see what the House of Snow will be looking forward to for the New York Awards Ball. Of course, you know, I come to socialize when I go to balls. I don't even pay attention to balls no more. But from what I saw, the only thing I really saw was the pretty boy category. And good, congratulations to Jaden. But this change is going to come, especially to the New York area.
Mm. I know, that's right. What's the change?
Just sit back and relax. Grab your drink.
Grab my thing. I can't wait, you know. I can't wait for Mother to make her debut.
Can I make a quick announcement? This came across my desk. As you all know, I know well, it's not advertisement, but just a little ballroom note. As you all know, the Midwest has a staple ball called the Rags to Riches. It's normally, you know, like the third or last weekend in September. And as of late, the last 2 or 3 weeks, there was a controversy over two organizations having a ball on the same day.
Kelly.
Their music. St. Louis Awards Ball and the Rags to Riches were scheduled for the same day. But as of now, the St. Louis Awards Ball has moved their date.
What, Marco?
The Rags is on the 28th, and the St. Louis Awards Ball will be the 21st. So hopefully that dilemma and all the controversy and shade has been thrown out the window. So congrats to you guys for meeting of the minds and coming up to a resolution to that problem. Thank all parties involved.
Well, damn, I thought I was going to be in St. Louis.
Will be. That's the week before now.
It's the week before?
Yeah.
Damn. Can't go the week before, honey. I'm booked. Good. I know I'm booked in Philadelphia for a straight party, so I can't go, honey. I definitely was going to go, honey. But I'll definitely be in Chicago, honey, to support Rodney and Marcus, honey, on the 6th.
Hey, Marco.
Yes. Alexis, you was always trying it. But please finish. That was your recap? That was it, Alexis?
Yeah.
Well, my recap, Kelly is that boy. Who boyfriend? Who boyfriend is out of jail? I don't know what y'all talking about, honey. But my recap of the ball was I got there around like 2 o'clock. As soon as I got in there, they was doing LSS. They called me out. I sat down on the judges panel because I knew I was gonna judge, and I sat on the judges panel. Once they called me out, I sat in my seat. I didn't move all night long. Then the ball was over. I went to the bathroom and I went to my car and I was home. And that was my recap of the Rumble. I really didn't want to be there, but I went out to support Jack for his birthday. And my highlights of the night was definitely had to be Kenyon definitely voguing down. And my shade of the night is the girls giving me these motherfucking dirty looks, Miss Thing, because I don't give them my vote, Miss Thing. I just don't understand, Miss Thing. Like, I don't understand what you girls are saying. When somebody don't pick you, Miss Thing, you get some dirty looks and all types of things, Miss Thing, and showing that you press, Miss Thing. Like, that's just ridiculous.
I got that from the ball in Philly as well, Kelly. People normally speak, but when you don't vote for them, they walk right by you the rest of the time, or you come the next day, they didn't speak, and they always do. I still got more balls to judge, so I just can stop speaking forever.
Yeah, so I just didn't like the dirty looks and the children seem impressed. And when you walk in the category and you think it's unfair and that the votes was mixed up, I think it's that you should go to one of your representatives or leaders in your house and have them approach the commentator or the people and have them, you know, do a recount or anything. As a contestant, I don't think you should, you know, go to them and tell them you want a recount, Miss Thing. It just makes it look press that you want a recount, Miss Thing, and then you still lose with the recount.
Who gave all that?
I'm just saying, you know, no names, no names in particular. You know, the Cat Boys. So, you know, this is my opinion. But other than that, baby, you know, it was what it was. The let out was really cute. Miss Dane, the cops just ever since that motherfucking the DJ and they had that fight outside of Esquilita's on the straight night, Miss Dane, and that DJ got ran over and everything, the cops really be carrying and they be fucking up the cute little let out, Miss Dane. The let out looked like it was gonna be really cute, honey. So, yeah, because a lot of girls was definitely there, Miss Thing. It was gagging that they could not get inside, honey, because it was already closed and everything, honey. It was closed and they could not get up in the building, honey. Baby, so baby, next time, girls, get there early, Miss Thing. Escalators cannot extend past 4:30. So if you girls want to wait until 2:30, 3 o'clock, honey, baby, you're going to gag, baby, because at 3 o'clock, the door's closed, and all exits are final once you leave. So definitely get there on time, honey, okay? So that's all I have to say about that, honey.
Oh, Kelly, you was talking about Lucky?
I didn't say no name. I don't do names. Okay. So I'm just saying, okay, baby. So Miss Alexis, what's been going on with you, honey? You have been MIA for a long time.
Kelly, I be sleep when the show comes on at night.
Yes, I know, honey. You be so gone, honey.
I didn't go to work today, so I'm up.
Oh, you didn't go to work today?
No.
Oh, so it was a party.
It's always a party when mother's in the building.
Oh, so it was a party, honey. That's why you was out, Miss Dane. I didn't even get a chance to see you, Miss Dane.
Well, I was there. I got there around 12. No, a little after 12. And we sat around, I see, like, forever. But, you know, seeing everybody coming around, speaking everything, time went by kind of fast. And I saw Rodney come in, and he was like, well, I'm going back upstairs. Of course, I wasn't going back up the stairs, so I went back out the door. I was leaving. So me and big shouts out to my niece, Miss Keisha, Miss Rahi. We sat and we talked and we drank, we laughed, you know, kiki. And then next thing you know, the ball was starting. And a lot of girls was coming in with their sex, but they missed their category.
Yes, to say. Yes, big shout out to Keisha Mizrahi, Miss Day, and all the pretty boys in Philadelphia gagging in the aftermath. Miss Day, y'all pretty boys, Mo. Well, let me see, who was it? Aaron Ebony, Mo Khan, Corey Prodigy. Y'all did not have to be on camera like that with y'all mouths open like that, gagging, honey. That y'all competition, honey, that y'all was having back in the days, Miss Day, is now. It's not a woman, honey. Okay.
Yes, because baby, the way they were last night.
Yes, the way they was gagging, on camera, baby. It was a kiki, honey. Yes, I'm trying to decide if I'm going out or if I'm staying in the house tonight. I don't know, honey. They want to come over, but I don't know. Honey. So,
is this her?
Who me?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, what happened? I'm sorry.
Who me? Alexis?
Yes.
Oh, Miss Dane, honey. I guess I got to talk about it, Miss Dane, because y'all keep hitting me up, Miss Dane. Bitch, and you know. Huh?
I said, didn't she cut it off real fast?
Yeah, she tried that, Alexis. Alexis?
Yes, I'm here.
We want to know who meet.
It's somebody's meat picture in the ballroom. What is this? The ballroom faggy museum?
Oh, I don't think I'm in there.
Oh.
And who meet is supposed to be?
Alexis,
give us a tea.
I said, is it there, girl?
Oh, you moved in? Sonny, you're boring me. Girl, baby, I'm not trying. I don't need to listen. If I'm boring you, then hang up the phone. I'm not boring you that much that you're still on the phone line, honey.
Okay, let me get some birthday shout outs real fast.
Yes, shout out to my Geminis.
Little James Khan, definitely having vote night tonight in New York City.
Oh, it's tonight? I thought it was next week.
No, it's tonight.
Oh, well, I definitely got to go out because he definitely did come all the way from D.C. and support me. So I definitely got to go out and support Little James.
Happy birthday, Little James. Also, to my East Coast Guava Cocktail, Chicken, that's 2K's, Ebony.
Happy birthday, Faye.
Happy birthday. And also, L Prodigy from Philadelphia. Happy birthday, sir. Enjoy yourselves tonight or all today or whatever. Yeah, she's going to try to cut me off.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh my God, I wasn't gonna go out tonight, but now I'm gonna go out. I forgot Little James came all the way from D.C. and supported me, so I'm gonna go and support Little James, honey. Maybe I thought it was next Monday, honey. Damn, a bitch can never get a motherfucking break around here.
Was Maya? I didn't see Maya last night. She must have didn't come in.
Was she inside? Well, I don't know. Was she inside?
I didn't see her inside.
Uh-huh.
I saw her outside.
You saw her
inside?
Okay.
Her?
Yeah, she probably was inside.
Okay. I saw Maya and Rico and a few other people that were outside. They didn't come in.
I saw them in the clip. That's why I asked.
Yeah, they wasn't inside. Well, I know Rico wasn't inside. I don't know about Maya.
No, honey,
but
I'm not saying.
Back up to Philly. It was good seeing Stiffy Revlon in Philly. And congratulations to you as well on your New Way win. Because he won the New Way. I forgot about Stiffy.
Girl, stay out of my inbox, Mr.
Yes, I wish she had stayed out of mine, too.
Oh.
She must be bored. She must be bored over there. You ain't got no memo in the addressing the house members, Father. Stay out of our inbox. And I thank you. Yes.
She's bored, Kelly. Don't
yeah, she's bored. She's bored out, honey. She is bored goop back, honey. Okay? Baby. But yes, let me see what else happened, honey. Oh, bitch, I had a lovely lunch yesterday, honey, with Sanaya, honey, at Joe's Crab Shack, honey. We went to Joe's, honey, and had a lovely lunch, honey. At Joe's, honey. Baby. What?
Oh, no. I'm talking to somebody else.
Can you tell me who that is?
Look at that face, Kelly.
I can't see the face. I can't see the face. I need to know who that is. Oh, Miss Thing, the girl, you know, okay. Well, I didn't want to talk about it because, you know, I'm like Alexis, Miss Thing. I really don't like talking about my children, Miss Thing. But, you know, the girls keep hitting me up in my motherfucking inbox, Miss Thing, honey, you know, and telling me that I'm being fierce and I'm not reporting the story. So let me report the story, Miss Thing, honey. You know, I don't really like talking about my children. But I got to be a journalist, honey. I got to put my mother hat to the side. Well,
I never put my mother hat to the side, girl.
Well, you have to put your mother hat to the side when you're being a journalist, honey. Allegedly, I'm going to say allegedly, okay. Allegedly, a white detective and a Chinese detective is looking for the New York City mother of the House of Khan and also looking for Malaya Ebony for robbing a date, stealing his credit cards, and going on a nasty, 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 nasty Gucci, Chanel, Prada, and every other motherfucking label motherfucking store on motherfucking Fifth Avenue, Miss Thing. Allegedly, honey, the cops have a shot of a unique tattoo that a lot of the girls is sporting on their left shoulder. And allegedly, they ran up to the banshee cunt practice, Miss Day, and threw a girl on the floor, Miss Day, because she had this tattooed on her left shoulder. But it wasn't her. And then after they showed her the picture and said, well, you know, she told them she wasn't that person. They asked her, did she know the person? And then she read the cops and gave the very yard sale to me by saying that I look like Mother Carr. Allegedly,
who is
that
Mother
next...
Carr? Oh.
Allegedly, that Saturday, they was at Secret and looking for the children at Secret. If you see the extra security that was at the club and standing on the side of the club, the Chinese man and the white man, they was
the tall one. Was it the tall one? Was it the tall
Yeah, those two that were standing on the side. Was looking for the girls to walk up in there, and they was going to get them. They know about the girls going to Secrets. They know about the little Kiki balls, they know about Esquilitas, Miss Thing, they know about Splash, and all the places the girls frequent, so they will be frequenting those places until they capture the girls, Miss Thing, for going on that nasty shopping spree.
Oh, you mean the one outside with the purple shirt, the blonde
hair?
Yeah. The tall one.
I gagged when
we was coming out, and we were standing on the corner, and he came running down on the corner, and I'm like, what the fuck going on? But he was like, y'all got to move from down here. I said, let me get the fuck from down here because I don't know what the fuck going on.
Yeah, they was looking.
I never saw him before.
They looking for that. I was real nervous for my granddaughter Asia, Miss Thing, because, you know, they looking for that cheetah print tattoo that they all got tattooed on their left shoulder.
Okay, let me ask a question because I think I got two people confused. Who is New York City Mother Calling? Okay. I was thinking about somebody else.
Baby. Yeah, a lot of things don't fit everybody. And you girls out here, Miss Thing Girl, when you going out, honey, and you doing things, of that nature, yes, they can catch you on camera doing that thing, Miss Thing. And a majority of these stores that have these cameras, bitch, their camera system is not really that good like that anyway, so the face doesn't really be that visual that they can really get you. And then when they try to enhance the picture and, you know, it lose quality of the picture, so you can fight that, you know, in your criminal proceeding when they enhances the picture because it lose quality. But when you have distinctive tattoos, girls, you need to have those things covered up when you're going out there and you're doing these things that y'all are doing. Okay? So that's what I'm just telling the girls, honey. Beware of the things that you do and how you do them, honey. Baby, I never knock another girl's hustle. Honey, okay? So what do y'all think about this whole situation?
This seems like the norm.
Honey, because my other daughter, I'm not gonna put her name out there. My other daughter, she wasn't with them, but, you know, they did bring her back up here, nasty motherfucking pink Chanel motherfucking sneakers, Miss Day. She was sitting in them last night. Yes, they definitely did bring my daughter back up here, Chanel sneakers. Oh, you see those sneakers floating around on Facebook?
She posted.
I saw them on her feet last night.
Oh, you saw them on her feet? Yeah. They was like 9 and change. Miss Say, they real cute. Miss Say, she look real bitchy car. Honey, and Miss Say, honey. I was like, honey, you know, why the girls ain't bring me back nothing, honey? And then other news, Miss Thing, I don't know who it is because I didn't see the actual clip, Miss Thing, but whatever girls is out there, Miss Thing Girl, y'all need to be smart about the things y'all doing, Miss Thing, bitch. Please, Miss Thing, it's all over the news and everything, Miss Thing. To y'all butch queens, Miss Thing, that's on the F train, Miss Thing. Pickpocketing dates on the F train, Miss Thing Girl. Please, girls, Why are y'all pickpocketing people on the train, Miss Thing? Like, they don't have cameras and shit on these trains and stuff now, Miss Thing. Stop your shit! Honey, I'm gagging at the girls. Honey, and everybody want to sit here and everybody just want to listen to us just talk, Miss Thing. Nobody wants to press one and nobody wants to come on and nobody wants to say nothing. Everybody just want to listen to me talk. And then y'all want to sit here and y'all want to read when the show ends early, Miss Thing, because nobody wants to come in and conversate with us. Me and Rodney and Alexis can sit on the phone and do this gossip ourselves on the phone. Miss Thing.
Yes, Tony, the girls have colds in June.
Who got... Oh. She ain't got no motherfucking cold, Miss Thing.
I have my air conditioner on. And hold on, y'all. Hold on.
She ain't got no motherfucking cold, Miss Thing, honey. That's the after effect, Miss Thing. She motherfucking she has a runny nose, Miss Thing, and I get a whole bunch of boogers in mine.
Well, I missed that comment, Kelly. What was said just now?
Baby, I said you get a runny nose, Miss Thing, and I get a whole bunch of boogers in mine after.
Just let me talk. I was. Never mind.
Yeah, we got a caller. 323-286. You're live on the air.
Okay, what the fuck? What the fuck? What's going on?
What's up, Michi?
What's going on, Uncle? What the fuck? What's up, Alexis?
Hi.
What's going on, Kel?
Yes.
Kelly, the girl said, why are you not talking about the kids, macing the kids last night, and the wind blew the mace back into her face?
I just got wind of that. I seen the post, Miss Thing. I didn't know. Let me tell you something. I was standing on the corner, and I seen Sincere come running past me. Okay, and he was running, and this cunt was running behind him. So I asked the cunt what happened, but the cunt really couldn't say nothing because Sincere ran so fast, Miss Thing. But allegedly on 38th Street in front of the Dollar Pizza place, Sincere still had a grudge about Poppleton tapping that ass a little something from their last encounter when they got banned. So this was the first time they was all out, and Sincere ran up on Poppleton and tried to mace him. A little mace got on Poppleton, but the majority of the mace went back to Sincere, Miss Thing, and he took flight running. And I did see him running. And he was running like Jackie Joyner cursive. And his little cunt girlfriend was running behind him, but he was running so motherfucking fast that the little cunt couldn't keep up with him.
Who is this from Film Queens later? What? See, this is why I be sitting there all night.
But hey, Michi. Yes, honey, that was the tea. Hold on. We got the CEO and founder of the House of Korn is on the line. James Korn, you're live on the airway.
I'm a plan for that daughter of yours, that son of yours. I don't give a fuck.
202. Wait, hold on.
It goes. You don't have a retirement plan.
Now,
Senior Deaconess Day has come to the realization that it's been, I think, 2 months since you have not replied to the inbox.
Oh no, that wasn't that thing. No, they got the same beginning number as James' house phone, honey. And I thought that was James, but I don't know who that. I think that was Pastor Jackass. Honey, that was Pastor Jackass, honey, baby. So we had to let Pastor Jackass go, honey. Okay, baby. Yeah, honey, they was giving too much, honey. Hey,
what's the game of the fight? Who is this, Kelly?
Yeah, who? You sent me something in my inbox?
No, that's the wrong picture. My bad. Wrong picture.
That's what I thought that was at first talk.
Who is that?
I want to know where our fight video is.
Really? Hold on, let me see. Hold on, because I'm doing something right now. Hold on. Okay.
Alexis, where have you been?
I be sleep, Michi. By the time when I get home and trying to stay up to 11:30, can I be passed out?
Will you be in Chicago or California?
My plan is just to be in Chicago. I'm not sure about LA yet.
Funny.
Listen, this fucking shit is getting on my fucking nerves, Listen. Well, I don't know who that is, Listen. Wait, hold on. I'm trying to wait for the switchboard to load back up, honey. Hold on. Honey, the switchboard is doing shows over here, honey. Damn, I have to throw on. I'm going to go outside. I'm going outside real busy, coming. Say, I'm about to throw on this little wife beater, honey. This switchboard is carrying on. Hold on. I'm trying to get you on. Hold on. But this shit is doing shows over here. Okay. Here we go. Now you should be able to hear now. Okay. But yeah, I'm going to throw me on a little short, honey, and a tank top and no makeup and go pumping on out for little James Corn. Why? You keep kidding.
I picked my son because I want to bring up something. I want to see if he wants me to say something about it before I do it. I don't want to feel like something that he
wants
me to say.
Yes. So I want to, baby, why? Why?
Kelly, I would have never clocked that sneaker as Gucci if you wouldn't have ever said nothing. And
no,
I saw it. I'm sorry. It looked like a Gucci symbol. I saw it. I was like, oh, those are cute. But I never paid. I thought it was probably like some dopes or something. I never paid any attention. Cute, though.
Yeah, real cute. I like them. They're real cute. Mm-hmm. God, Miss Dave. Honey.
I want to give a shout out to all the 2013 graduates, whether it's from high school to college. Congratulations, all of you.
I want to give a shout out to all the girls that's in the chat room. I want y'all to get y'all motherfucking life, honey. Everybody that's in the chat room and all you fake profiles been saying, get your motherfucking life.
Laura, who is that you just put in my inbox?
Because come September, honey, I'm going to get my life.
So, Kelly, when is your show coming on? Or when is that kicking off? Or
what show?
Update on the I Love Kelly.
Update. Updates. The updates of right now is Kelly is Kelly. Okay.
What does the show air?
Bitch. I did not know that was wrong.
Yeah. Oh, and I want to give a shout out to my BFF, one of my BFFs, my bestie, honey. Happy birthday, Diggy Ebony, honey. His birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Yes, honey. Gemini, stand up. I love my Geminis. Alexis, why are you clearing your throat?
What?
Oh. You always, you know, you gotta watch a bitch. You gotta watch a bitch like you.
What do
I do? When you be clearing your throat, honey. Or you make me nervous.
It was a drink, girl. Calm
down. Yes, let me throw on this little Benji kind of little outfit right here, Miss Thang, honey. And go on out, honey. Wash face, fish, Miss Thang.
Oh, please spare us.
Baby, please. Spare you. Spare you what?
We need to talk offline, too.
Oh. And, Alexis, you was right, honey. You was right, but, and I was wrong, honey.
What?
So, I want to put it out here right now. Okay. I'm going to put it out there right now. Okay. June 29th, on the back of the floor, Miss Thang, I want to see the legendary Nicole Icon, and I want to see the legendary Khadidra Ebony on the floor for Legendary Realness in a beach attire.
Oh. Bitch, don't, Don't try Khadijah because you know she will put it in a beach attire, girl.
Well, I want to see them. I'm gonna let the girls know right motherfucking now, Miss Thing. I'm gonna let the girls know right motherfucking now, Miss Thing. Okay, I'm coming out with my motherfucking bathing suit cover on, Miss Thing, and underneath my bathing suit cover, I'm going to have on a bathing suit, Miss Thing, and I want the girls to peel.
Oof.
My toes will be out. My feet, my hands will be out, Miss Thing. My back will be out, Miss Thing. I want to see the girls on the motherfucking floor.
Kelly, somebody is saying, I hope Legendary Real is open to all because I got a gag for that bitch.
Oh, baby, I'm not worried about you, baby. You need to sit down, honey, okay? Don't worry. I'll be in Atlanta real soon to shake that ass. And I thank you.
Okay, so let me get this straight, Kelly. The ball is June 29th, which is about 3 weeks away.
You said what?
And you want you ladies, you legendary ladies in bathing suits?
That's what they're calling for.
Baby, that's what it's calling for. And your beach is higher.
It's many different forms of beach attire.
Well, you know, I know those girls. It is different forms of beach attire, but you know those girls.
But to call it out in a bikini or any type of bathing suit, one, two piece that's showing more than 40% of skin texture, Kelly,
why not?
Is rude and disrespectful.
It's not rude and disrespectful, Miss Thing, because the girls get through, Miss Thing. The girls get through because these judges look at their face and get the right, oh, they're real in the face. Mistake.
Well, it could be real body, but it could be real fucked up body now.
No, honey, baby, not baby. Let me tell you something, baby.
Ooh.
It's all about the way the body looks, Michi.
Khadijah gives you more body solid though. She's a little more solider.
No, baby, you must be AC these girls out of clothes.
I don't think I want to.
And you don't want to. Okay, let's see how real the girls are, Miss Thing, honey. Because the last time
I haven't seen your new body in a while, Kelly. But I mean, I'm just going from the last visual. Well, no, because I just saw you in February.
All you have to do, Michi, is go look at my page. I post pictures up every time I go out.
I know, but you know, sometimes pictures give you that certain angle that can give you that certain look and that certain spot.
Baby, it's not the pictures though. The pictures though, no justice for this new body.
Has anybody seen this Facebook Chris clip before I put it?
Alexis, you try this.
Before I click on it, is it worth looking at?
What Facebook clip?
Alexis, you try this.
What clip, Alexis?
It's Blaze Facebook Cribs.
Oh. Yeah.
What is it giving? No, never mind. I'll click on this shit.
Click on it, girl. They saying click on it in the chat room, girl.
Rodney, what's up? Yeah. Ball Star in Chicago.
What time does the Ball Star start?
9 o'clock. That's the day before or after LA.
Say it again.
Before or after LA?
Chicago, I mean, the eyeballs on Saturday.
Who got their computer going?
Mm.
Yeah, eyeball is July the 6th, 9 p.m. Everybody knows how market is with the start time. We will start at 9 p.m. but we actually want to go to the club ourselves after the ball.
Yeah, well, that's, my category is very tempting. Very easy. It's one of my favorite colors.
So you'll pay LA too?
Did you
say
that, Kelly? Don't start. Don't start. I didn't say that.
Mitch, did you go back home?
Huh?
Hell.
Huh?
Hell. Did you go back to Ebony?
California? What do you mean?
Did you go back to Ebony?
We're not on the phone for that. Come on. Come on. We're not here to discuss me. We're talking about ball, okay?
But it is
ball. I'm on Wednesday night, and right now we're on vacation.
Sure.
Ask me in the fall.
Well, we'll know before then, honey, if you come to Chicago.
Yeah, well, actually, if I go to Awards Ball in New York, I won't be at either. I'll just go to New Orleans. But that's just too much ball for me in the summertime, in my time. I'll just go down to New Orleans with my mama now.
Yeah,
it's New Orleans. Oh, I can video, and I can tell Kelly all about it. Hey,
you try it in New Orleans. Sounds real cute, honey.
Everybody, my mother's going, and she's never wanted to go. I was gagging. Her and some of her girlfriends from church.
Yeah.
It's quite. My boss is even going. I said it's
okay, Kelly.
Yes.
I want to talk about the teen sex siren twist category for a quick second.
Go ahead.
Let me address. This is allegedly, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know the other side of the story. I'm just going to give you the side I know. My son was the captain of one of the teams, Rio Prodigy. And you know, he communicated with all his teammates, people and everything like that. And they, so they was coming and different stuff like that. So he happened to call, I'm calling names. He happened to call George. He said he was, you know, saying, wasn't going to be able to make it. So he said, okay, well, he'll look for replacement and stuff like that. So he was looking around for replacements. Then on Saturday or Sunday, he happened to see, you know, the girls always on Facebook saying stuff. So George was putting in very New York, here I come, or New York, I'm here, and something like that. So Rio hit him up and said, oh, okay, so you're coming. That's good. So, you know, we can do it. And he was like, well, no, I'm not going to be on your team anymore because I'm on another team. So I think that's kind of shitty.
Ooh.
It was.
And he did my son like that. If that's the case of whether my son had no reason to lie, so he told me, you know what I'm saying, he said he wasn't coming, then he showed up to be on someone else's team. With that team, only had three people anyway, but, you know, it is what it is. And
who were on the teams?
Well, on Ken's team, he had, I'm trying to remember.
It was him, Bubby, Julia, and who else?
Little Tony, I think.
What Little Tony?
Balenciaga.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Yeah.
It's no shade. That damn Julia Aga? Sheesh.
He could get it.
He could get it. No, girl.
Say it again. But yeah, that's the story. So, Kelly, since I heard you on the line, I went to put that out here. And, you know, I just wondered, that was real. I think that was real cruddy. And I love George dearly, but I think that was, you know, that was a fucked up move.
Well, you know, the girls do cruddy things all the time, honey. That's dumb. we just gotta love them, honey, from a distance.
Yeah. Kelly must be not using this quarter because you know she would have came to defense.
Alexis, unlike yourself, Alexis, I don't jump to the defense of my children all the time.
Dude, that's not your
child. Where's your child?
You're
talking about George. You got to jump on that one real fast. Like, who is this?
Girl? Yeah, I'm not.
Y'all not gonna try me tonight.
You tried yourself. You said you ain't gonna talk about your kids. No, he was talking about George. We all know George ain't your child.
I'm the, you know. He's my child.
Oh, you talking about Housewives. Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. He said Rio asked George to be on his team, honey. He asked George Mizrahi to be on his team.
So, what about this, the Dolls and the Notch picture?
Oh! They say those Knots was eating it over the Dolls.
Who is this in this colorful? I saw her walk. Well, I saw her when she came in.
That
who
was
is
Aaliyah.
This?
Aaliyah.
Who?
Okay. Aaliyah.
Thank you. Hey, who is this other one with this Kelly pink lip on?
Oh. Kelly pink lip.
This she got on Kelly pink.
The big
you
can't
take my pink
lip.
Stuff out.
You
said
Kelly got the big cotton candy lip, Alexis.
Yes, that's that Kelly lip.
Hey, you can't take my pink lip thing, girl. I'm so happy I ain't putting on no makeup tonight because I would have put that pink lip on for you.
Kelly, that pink lip on you, baby, look like you took the cotton candy stick and just wrapped it around your mouth and sucked it in and had the red residue left on your lip.
I did. I sure did. Really. I'm about to get out, honey. Alexis, don't try me, bitch. I don't need to put on no motherfucking makeup, bitch. I'm real.
That ain't got nothing to do with you putting on makeup, girl.
But I need to put on makeup for it. It's both nights.
Yeah.
Okay. I was in Brooklyn yesterday with no makeup on.
Excuse me?
I was in Brooklyn yesterday with Ronnie with no makeup on.
Hold on. Say that one more time,
work,
girl.
I was in Brooklyn yesterday with Ronnie with no makeup on.
Girl, they used to y'all guys around here. It was fine.
Oh. Yeah, I know, Miss Vegas. They used to you walking down. If they used to you walking down the streets of Brooklyn, Miss Day Girl, they should definitely be used to me, Miss Day Girl, honey.
Girl, we got two different
Miss Alexis walk anywhere with no makeup on.
Miss Day, yeah, she can walk any place with no makeup on. That don't mean that.
Kelly,
get through.
We got two different skin textures, sis.
We sure do, Miss Day. That bitch gonna be afloat on the motherfucking Labor Day parade. Okay. Michi.
Keep it cute, bitch.
It's a big
girl. Shut up.
You know why it's a big
what you Michi. Got, Kelly?
You know why it's a big difference, Michi? Because I was born this way.
Ah.
Yeah, you said that like it's good.
It is. Bitch, I came out
no,
of the like
but
this.
No shade, Alexis. Hunters do have good skin.
Huh?
I'm a hunter. And I have wonderful skin. Hunters have beautiful skin.
Those are two different breeds of hunter. Fuck out of here.
Miss Alexis can't take me, Miss Day. That's what it is.
No, sis, you know I love you, girl.
I'm about to come break Brooklyn up with her again, Miss Day, and show her how it's done.
Oh.
We ain't been to Atlantic Station in a long time.
Girl, the last time you went to Atlantic Station, girl, she ooks fucking your e-tug, Miss Day.
Oh.
Miss Day, I was doing bad that day, Miss Day. That was a bad day.
And you ain't had on no makeup, girl.
Oh, damn.
That was a bad day, okay?
Here we go. Here we go.
Untouched with After Five, Kelly, that's not cute.
That was a bad day.
Fred Sanford, that link you just sent me is blank. I don't see nothing. Who is this supposed to be? The girl's got a profile called Fred Sanford, girl. They got to be stopped.
No, they didn't stop. That man is dead.
No, Miss Thing. The girl got all these fake profiles, Miss Thing. Sending me motherfucking friends requests, Miss Thing. I'm not adding y'all, bitch.
Bitch, Kelly, if you see my list, Miss Kenya, Miss Monique, there's so many. Dominique Devereaux.
Bitch, I ain't adding you. I'm not adding you, fake motherfucker, girl. Yeah, bitch, I ain't adding all of those fake girls, bitch. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Where is Marcus?
She was on the line earlier.
Marcus is laid up with somebody.
But he laid up with his
Kelly,
boy in drag.
Kelly, did you go to Pride?
Pride where?
Did they have Brooklyn Pride or something this weekend?
Miss A, I don't go to that shit. Miss A, I ain't gay.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you. What do you call it?
Miss A, I am a woman, Miss A. I don't go to that gay shit. That's for y'all queens.
Y'all queens.
Yes, y'all queens, Miss A. I am a woman.
I am roaring. You hear me roar? Okay.
I'm a phenomenal woman. That's me.
Phenomenal. It's true.
Baby, who go to that gay shit, Miss A? Did you go, Alexis?
Girl, shut the fuck up. No, I didn't. Girl, now, seriously, on some real shit, I don't go to Gay Pride.
You'll be out this year, though.
Bitch, please.
You'll be out. You and the Chanel.
No, I won't.
You ain't going out?
Mm-mm.
You'll be purred.
I'm not going out.
Why?
And the ball is an early ball, too? Yes, ma'am. I'm going to get my life. We having a big reunion that weekend.
To Chanel?
No.
Oh.
The Ronnie phone on the floor.
Ronnie phone is ringing in the office.
The House of Snow is having a national convention that weekend.
Oh, where's the convention?
Listen, Kelly. Our overall father, our Midwest parents, and our East Coast parents will be at the building this weekend. It's going to be a big shit. It's going to be a big tea.
I know, that's right.
All right.
Oh, I'm about to be a grandmother.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you
about to be a
what? Really?
You
okay,
about to be a
my daughter, my daughter's pregnant.
You about to be a what, Kelly? I'm sorry.
I'm about to be a grandmother.
Oh.
Okay. Go to me, Miss Snow, honey. My daughter's pregnant, honey.
But I'm still trying to figure out how you gonna be a grandmother.
Because my daughter's pregnant.
What
am I supposed to be, Miss Snow?
I mean,
she's trying.
I'm just saying.
If you send for it, Miss Snow, it will come.
I don't want it to come, girl. Please.
Okay, so don't send for it. Yes. Where?
So oh, happy birthday to Father 2K.
I have
thank
no motherfucking
yeah.
baby couch. Baby, she will gag.
Who?
My daughter is pregnant.
Which one?
Chanel.
Okay, then calm the fuck down.
You know my kid. Stop acting like you don't know your niece and your nephew. Honey, your nephew knocked up his girlfriend.
The nephew knocked up the niece?
Yes.
Oh, I can't.
Baby, she over here, Miss Thing, you know, she feeling fab, Miss Thing, you know, she feeling fab right now, Miss Thing, you know, she get chicken breasts and all types of things and stuff now, so she really, really cute.
Chicken breasts?
Yes.
Oh, today is the 10th, girl, okay.
Oh. Uh-uh, I just caught that. Not today, it's the 10th.
Shit.
Oh, happy birthday to my son, Brian, down in Atlanta. Enjoy yourself. Stay.
hit Kelly.
Yes.
Somebody said, you feed the dog chicken breast, but that picture you posted on Facebook, you ain't had no food for yourself in your refrigerator. What the fuck?
Ooh. Tell those bitches I always have motherfucking food for my motherfucking self, mistake. Okay, bitch. Okay, just because I don't have food, just because I didn't have any food in my refrigerator, bitch, there's always motherfucking food on motherfucking decks or motherfucking coins on deck to buy food. Don't do it, fella. Okay. Would they like me to call my car so they can hear my balance?
No, you ain't gotta call your
car. Now don't do that again.
Okay. Because I'll call my car so they can hear the balance, okay?
Yes, you will.
Okay, baby. I got 3 months worth of motherfucking amps on my car.
How do you have 3 months worth?
Miss Angus, I ain't been food shopping because I don't eat, Miss Angus. I drink water and juice and make smoothies, honey. And I eat once a day, a sensible dinner, and that'd probably be a bowl of cereal or something like that.
Oof.
Really on this weight loss kick.
Maybe I'm not playing me, Chief.
You look good. I figured you would have laughed by now on a chicken bone or rib or something.
No, Michi, I'm not playing Michi with these girls, Miss Thang. I need to get my look on, Miss Thang. It's not even about a look, and it's not a look for the ballroom. It's a look because, bitch, I have diabetes, Miss Thang, and it's not healthy to be this big, honey.
Wait a minute. This picture is Photoshopped.
You should probably try encouraging other people around you. Try
Ooh.
To start losing as well.
Anyway,
hopefully my father's listening.
Oh, this picture was Photoshopped.
Well, Michi, I've been trying for a long time to get her to put down the snacks, Michi, but she just won't.
First of all, I don't eat, Kelly. First of all, I don't eat snacks.
No shame. My father needs to put the snacks down.
Do Osha have red hair?
Who?
Ooh. I guess it's annoying.
Somebody said, can you please tell the big one to do her job?
I don't know why these queens don't have no motherfucking life, bitch. Don't she got a pretty boy category to get ready for? Damn.
Oh.
Wait, hold up, honey. Let me get my life back. Just wait. Get my life back this way. Oh, Miss Thang, girl. Child, Miss Thang, girl. That bitch look like Homie the Clown.
Kelly. I was thinking it was Photoshop.
No, Miss Thang, bitch, it ain't Photoshop. That's how Homie look.
I'm playing it.
Yes, he look just like that.
Wow.
And then had the nerve to be matching with the outfit.
I gotta start sitting closer to the front so I can see what be going on.
OMG, Miss Thang. Oh my God, Miss Thang. The children are taking it back, Miss Thang. Miss Thang, I'm really gagging at the children, Miss Thang. The children are taking it back. They get in the girls' pictures from Black Tea Girls, Miss Thang.
Who pictures from Black Tea Girls?
Alleged.
Never mind. I just thought about that. Never mind.
Alleged, Miss Thang, honey. They ain't playing, honey. Baby, yes. Child, it's too much. Wait, honey, nobody is talking or anything. We got Miss Alexis Snow on the line, Miss Thang, and Rodney is here, and Michi's here, and none of you girls are talking, Miss Thang. Y'all need to be getting y'all life, Miss Thang, honey. Baby. I was going to think about doing a Tuesday night motherfucking show, Miss Thang. But, bitch, girls, y'all not interacting now.
What else has happened, Kelly?
Where's Grandma?
I don't know where Grandma is.
She'll come busting through in a minute.
Baby, I do not know what happened with Grandma, honey. Chow, I'm sitting here enjoying myself, honey. I'm enjoying this new air conditioner, honey, up in this room, honey.
Bitch, mine don't never cut off, Kelly. It's no shame.
Oh, well, bitch, mine cut off, bitch.
Don't
shut down. It be too motherfucking... Bitch, this shit is so motherfucking powerful, bitch. Girl, I gotta turn this shit off from time to time, bitch. And then when I start getting hot, bitch, I turn her back on, bitch. She is too powerful up in here.
Bitch, I pull the covers up. Fuck it.
Ooh. No, bitch, I turn she off for a minute, honey.
Miss Alexa Snow keeps Alaska on all day.
Yes. Baby, it's like what you call it, honey. Bitch, it feel like you when you go in Weston Beef in my kitchen, Alexis.
Bitch, I gag. You know I had never been in there, Kelly. Until recently. And me and my son went in there and I was like, well, where's the meat? So they was like, oh, it's in there. Bitch, I opened that motherfucking door. I said, oh.
Baby, you gags, honey.
Yes, God.
That's how I feel in my kitchen, honey. Hold on. Wait. Let me get my life. Somebody just sent me something, honey. Anyway, let me see what is this that's coming through my inbox. This laptop be doing shows here in this bedroom, honey. But I love the comfortability of laying across my bed doing the show.
Oh.
That's nothing like it.
It ain't, honey. Especially when you can lay across your bed and you can do the show. And then I ain't got to put on no clothes to go in the living room. And I could just lay here in my birthday suit and do the show.
Yo, what kind of laptop you got?
A Mac.
Oh, okay.
My daughter bought it for my birthday. My daughter Rihanna got it for me for my birthday. My kids really came through for her birthday, Miss Day. They really did, honey. I gotta give a shout out to all my kids: Imani, Coco, Shabazz, motherfucking Brianna, Miss Thing, Foxy, Ayana, Miss Thing, Erica. My kids, the kids came through for Mother's birthday, Miss Thing. They really did, Miss Thing. I felt proud to be a mother. Ain't nobody saying nothing.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, somebody sent me a throwback picture of Suki Wu.
Oh.
Why'd they send me this throwback picture mistake of Miss Suki Wu naked?
Okay.
OMG. Miss Thing, I'm not well right now, Miss Thing. Y'all just made the button on my pants pop.
Oh my God. Now she's sharpening her eyebrows.
I can't. I really can't with these pictures. Miss Thing, y'all need to stop, honey. Y'all really do, honey. Miss Thing, the girls be all. Your video of her supporter is gone, honey. Oh. Baby, it's gone, honey. The video's gone. Oh, my God. Well, I don't know, honey. Well, it looks like, honey, since girls don't want to come out and play or anything, Miss Thing, and they just want to sit here and listen to us four just congregate, Miss Thing. Y'all are so fierce, Miss Thing. Do not do that to her.
Which one?
Miss Thing. Why would they post that picture up and be saying and say that's Jahira?
Who? Where you see that at?
Miss A, girl, I'm not posting this picture up, Miss A. I'm gonna send it to your inbox, Alexis.
Where
not.
You see this at?
Miss A, girl, somebody is in my inbox. Miss A, y'all girls need to stop. Mm. I am not playing with y'all, Miss A. Somebody I see the picture in the chat room. The picture's in the chat room, but somebody put it in my inbox. The child with the fishnet on with all the hair on his back.
Ooh. I saw that. With the hustler panties on?
And they said that was Jahira.
Yes. These girls are so fierce.
So, this nigga built like a fucking burrito.
Oh my god.
They said y'all girls are so tired, Miss A.
Alexis, where's Miss Laura Spears?
Oh shit.
Where's your girlfriend? Why you get quiet?
What happened? I was reading something that Laura sent me. What she sent me that she posted in the group. She and her group.
I haven't heard from her in a while.
She's got me in a, oh baby, I don't know where you've been at, because she just got me in a whole, keep me in a whole hell of a lot of shit.
Baby,
the
I
Lord
left plastic.
She keeps you in something, don't she?
Huh?
She keeps you in something, don't she?
I don't understand why. Bitch be working all goddamn day. I don't have time to be switching back and forth, creating profiles and screenshots and all this shit. Takes too much time.
No problem.
Alexis always in some shit.
I don't understand how, though, Kelly. That'd be the funny thing.
For all you radio listeners out there that have so many questions for Miss Laura and my sister Alexis, she is now live on the phone lines with any questions you may have for her or her girlfriend Laura. Please feel free to press 1, and we'll feel free to bring you on. The floor is now yours.
I guess I asked for this. But okay, let's go.
I'm just saying, since they have so many questions, you know, they attack us on Tuesday, Monday nights, and Wednesday nights, and you're Laura, and now you're here, no one wants to say anything.
Oh.
You know? Now everybody wants to sit around and say,
that's
so
fucking nasty. Who is this with this red shit? I guess nobody got no questions. Oh, well. Kelly? She must be putting that Georgia Clay on her mug.
The what?
That Georgia Clay. You know that red speckle shit?
Up.
I'm just saying.
Where's Rodney?
I'm here.
Quiet tonight.
I'm in the office trying to do the schedule.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Somebody said they hit 1. Hold on. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. 214-477.
What's going on, y'all?
What's
Hi.
Going on?
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on?
Hey, J-Rock.
It's J-Rock.
I'm
hey, J-Rock.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Alexis, where you been?
Hi. J-Rock, I be asleep when y'all be on the show at night. And I slept all day today, so.
Hey, Meechie.
Yeah, motherfucker, I was just gonna cut you the fuck out of fucking your group them and the fuck.
Hey, Rodney. Rodney still there? He's sweet.
What's going on, J Rock?
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted
Not
to quickly get on here.
You were one Khadija?
Hey, yeah, Rodney. I said one Khadija. I had to come for Kelly. She's trying to come for my Kelly said she's gonna have her back out and everything. I need to see this.
J Rock, I always have my back out, J Rock.
I need to see this. You said no shoes, your back out, just in a bathing suit.
Ah, yes, the baby feet out, toes done, looking like the Cosmic thing, honey.
What's up? Since I'm here, and everybody misses the doll so much, how do you feel about your leader being put on, being removed from the House of Ebony?
Huh? I just wanted to get on here and let everybody know that Juneteenth weekend is going down Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Black Lamb Ball. I hope y'all come to Dallas and have a good time. It's going to be sick, sophistication, and glamour.
Are you awake?
Little table shaking over in Dallas, J-Rock. You want to move your hurt back up, put the leg back up there?
Like I said, I wanted to invite everybody out to Dallas and come and have a good time. Get you some
That's
really
right, J-Rock. You stick to your purpose of your call.
Hold on, we got another caller. Stay right there with J-Rock. 302-333, you're live on the air. 302-333, you're live on the air.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on?
Pop.
Hello? Yes.
Can you hear me? What's good?
Yes,
what's good, Kelly?
What's going on?
Now, what's up, Pop? Ronnie, Prodigy, Cocktail.
What's going on? Hold on, I don't have to keep putting y'all back on hold.
Who is this calling in?
This is Chris Prodigy.
Who? I can't hear your phone breaking up.
That's Chris Prodigy.
Oh, hey.
What's going on? Congratulations,
that voice,
sir, as well.
That voice got real sexy.
Congratulations,
bro.
At the
Crystal
Ball, sir.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to come on and say what's up to everybody. I was just sitting around listening and shit.
Well, we are glad to have you.
I bet you are.
Kelly Washington, keep it cute, mama.
Okay.
You got some sit-ups and some crunches to do over there?
Oh, no,
you
I don't.
Got
I
got
3 weeks. I don't work out, honey. I just lose weight.
We'll make you a shake then, bitch. I don't know. Something.
It's after 9 o'clock. It's only fruit.
We'll cut an apple.
I'm gonna cut one of those nights.
You up late, Chris. What's going on?
Man, I'm sitting here listening to y'all. I was watching over the TV. I ain't doing shit.
Oh, okay. Nobody wants to call and interact with us. They just want to listen to us and then read us.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. Let me get on here and say a little something.
Well, you said something.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's my holier-than-thou sister, Michi.
I'm always praying.
Okay. So she's always Chris, she's always on her knees praying.
Wow.
I was always taught everything on their knees ain't praying.
Oh wow.
Well, now hold on.
Well, only time I get on my knees is when I'm praying.
Well, I don't kneel and pray.
I like my knees getting chafed.
My knees don't get chafed at all. I have a good never mind. But yeah, I don't.
So who got kicked out of the House of Ebony that J Rock don't want to talk about?
I'm sorry.
Who got kicked out of the House of Ebony that J Rock don't want to talk about?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh, you're not sure? I'm really feeling real food here, honey.
Where's my father at? I'm surprised he didn't give you the update memo. You know, you guys seem to always keep each other so informed.
Alexis?
Yes.
Why J Rock don't want to talk about the person that kicked out the House of Ebony? Who is it?
Well, I don't know all the specific details, but was it Friday, Thursday? One day I saw some posts coming down my news feed. I'm like, what is she going off about? But apparently they were trying to put LaMail out we don't know all the logistics of the story, but
that's well, y'all
the story
do know that. So y'all do know that the all the categories all this weekend. Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Take sophistication and grammar. Don't fight in Dallas because you will gain.
J Rock, why do you keep interrupting us, J Rock? We're trying to break a story here.
There ain't no story to break.
There's no
so
story to break.
It's about in or out.
So maybe if Prada, because that's whose wallet was on, if Prada is listening, she could call in and give us some details on why she was raving like that.
Prada is busy at the time. She is not taking any phone calls or any interviews. But please stay tuned and we'll be happy to address any questions.
I'll be right back, guys.
Oh. Well, Alexis, we definitely did get something confirmed, Alexis.
What's the tune?
Meet you back in the house.
I didn't say that.
Oh, you gave the right we.
He's doing it from a PR perspective.
Kelly, first of all, let me tell you about me. I don't ask questions unless I already know the answers. So with that being said, Michi, Lawrence, and Sky had a conference call not too long ago, and they squashed everything and put everything back into perspective. Michi will be debuting and back in the house of Ebony at a ball near you. I'm just saying.
Party.
Actually, there was never anything to squash, Miss Selections, like you're trying it.
Well, where's
okay.
LaMel? I need to talk to LaMel. Can somebody please get LaMel up on the phone, honey? I want to know why did they give him a pink slip. Because J-Rock is being real secretive, honey, with the Ebony tea in Texas.
Oh, this LaMel says there is no tea that's necessary to discuss. He's not coming
no,
on.
No, I need to hear that from his mouth myself.
Honey. Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as we bring it up, honey, J-Rock want to talk about the fabulous glam boy.
Yeah.
This weekend
is... You know they had put chicken out not too long ago, too, Kelly.
Oh, they put chicken out, too?
Well, how many Chanel's is left, honey? Shit.
Y'all do know that if you get tested this weekend, you get into the ball for free, right?
Oh, my God. Chicken. What happened? Y'all put chicken. Oh, my God. Lawrence, you're next.
Nobody's putting no chicken out the house.
Lawrence next.
Bitch.
<Mm-mm.
laughs> Y'all not going
to keep this. Oh, hold on. Wait. I've been gone for a minute, so I'm just regrouping, getting all my files together. Mother Skills 007.
Mother who?
Oh.
Is back on the prowl looking for another home right here.
Who?
Oh.
Mother Skittles 007.
Oh, so her and Amori got kicked out. Work CEO.
That's a hot story.
Work CEO, honey. The CEO ain't playing with the children, honey.
Well, you know, it's no shame. Anybody in the House of Con knows Memorial Day is mandatory.
Yeah.
Honey.
It's no shit. My brother did not play about that. I love it.
Somebody
yeah,
hit
very
me.
Mandatory.
Somebody
almost,
hit me up.
That was mandatory for me.
Somebody hit me up and said, somebody hit me up and said Skittles was
that's
on tour
right.
with Lisa. Memorial Day weekend.
Oh. Well, girl gotta make her coin.
Well, baby. Miss A, I can't with Laura. I cannot.
She just sent you the same message.
Miss A, she just sent me the picture. Miss A, girl, I can't with her.
Information, dang man.
I just can't, honey.
Oh, yeah, I've already saw this, Fred Sanford.
Well, I hope y'all girls have a wonderful
Kelly.
Time.
Yes, that's your overall father.
Oh, child, I ain't worried about that, honey. They want my daddy. They want a piece of my daddy, honey. I'm not worried about these girls, honey. Y'all keep coming for my daddy and my cousin, honey. They both locked in Austria.
Well, no, not just say Austria.
Really? Okay. Bitch. Oh my God. Tonight, mistake. Oh my God. Baby, I'm gonna have to hear a lot of corn chanting tonight, honey.
Oh, congratulations overall for the Diddy Con. I don't know if y'all covered that or not.
Hold on, what?
Overall, Father Diddy Con.
He's overall bossing out the car now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I didn't see that coming. So congratulations, Diddy. Love you.
We ain't see LaMelo get it put out either.
Watch it, Kelly. Ain't no LaMelo put out.
We ain't see that coming either, honey. But, you know.
Well, we never seen Amaya leaving or... It's a lot of stuff we never really saw.
Baby.
We've never seen Alexis going back to Chanel.
Oh, shit.
A lot of things we never saw.
That was destined to happen.
We seen that happening. Alexis going back to Chanel. Honey. You know. After, you know.
We didn't see you going back to directing.
Hold on. Hold on, Michi. Let her finish.
See you going back and directing.
Hold on, Michi. Let her finish.
We see, we see her going back, Miss Thang, after The Rock gave the right girl. She had to come to a meeting, Miss Thang, honey, and she never made it to D.C., Miss Thang, you know. And she clearing her throat. She getting ready.
No, actually, that wasn't me. That was Michi.
Oh.
Oh. Well, we already know the answer to that.
So what?
Nothing.
Now, Kelly, what were you saying now? I'm sorry.
Nothing. I didn't say anything, honey. I keep my comments to myself.
Okay, I thought that would be nice.
I mean, yes, you know.
Maybe. You know what? No, we don't know. What you about to say?
What happened?
Okay.
I know, honey. I'm still stuck on J-Rock, honey. J-Rock, are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you
yes,
gonna give
I'm
us
still,
the eat?
I'm still here.
I don't want y'all PR rep. You know, Michi. You know, Michi. Ex Ebony, now back Ebony. You know, talking, honey. I need to eat, Miss Thang. Stuart is still kicking the children out. Or was this an internal Dallas, Texas thing?
Any matter that is handled is always handled as a collective resource.
Michi, for you not to be in this fucking house, you're sorry. You are not.
I am a PR representative. Or
well, you
I have a different
well,
house.
Y'all got a lot of PR people in... Speaking of PR, let's get the real PR person online. Sarah K. Ebony.
Oh, shit.
Who?
Sarah K. Ebony.
What about him?
That's the PR person.
No, that's not a PR person.
You don't see that?
Are you? Ooh. No, because you're trying it by saying, what does he walk? Don't do me.
Huh?
Don't try.
What does he walk, somebody said?
No, I'm getting Miss Alexis right now. Don't try it, Miss Say. Don't try my sister. I'm getting you, Nee.
Unless
you got to remember, you are my sister.
Whoa.
Sat and breathed in the same room.
I said, no, Fat Cat always says she's PR. I said, let's get the real PR person on. Where did the category, what category did she want? Where did that come from?
Don't be trying to use me to say what the girls really want to say. That's what Michi really wanted to say. What she wore?
No, that's not what I want to say.
Your face was on last night, Kelly. No shade.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Don't try to change the topic, Alexis.
What the hell?
Hold on.
J-Rock, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Just make sure y'all bring a lot of condoms to Dallas because, you know, it's a lot of bunnies and it's a lot of sex going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh. Bad.
Yep, the boys will be in town.
Miss Alexis, hold on because I had to mute y'all because my daughter called my motherfucking phone, Miss Tay. Miss Alexis, don't try it, Miss Tay, okay? Okay, because it was plenty of girls that said you should have had that mask on too.
Why was I looking for the picture, bitch?
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Kelly, I was looking for the picture.
Honey. Yes, honey, it is a busy cunt night, Miss Sang, honey.
Feeling
bandy. Yeah, I'm feeling real bandy, honey, with my white Converse on, my blue and white polka dot pants, honey, with my white cut-up shirt on, honey, you know, my white Michael Kors bag, you know, very bandy aunt, Miss Sang, wash face, just a little earring on, honey, and, you know, my bamboo bracelets, at least three pairs.
Oh, shit, Shabam Boo.
The nigga want to rock the good shit.
In her air.
I want to give a shout out. Every Monday I change my picture to my different boy of the week. I don't like to say butch queen of the week, so I say my boy of the week. And I want to give a shout out to the oh-so-sexy Juju Revlon for definitely making my boy of the week, honey.
What?
Yes. Yes, my boy of the week. How you doing?
Let me put my boy of the week up.
That's my thing, honey. Please don't, please. And I'm gonna let everybody know, honey. I'm about to bring back my sexy single and free tour, honey. Excuse me. Honey.
You got a pink lip again, Cheryl.
Oh, Miss Thang, you can't take my pink lip, Miss Thang. Girl,
cotton
why
candy.
You don't like my pink lip?
Cotton candy all around.
Miss Thang, yeah. you don't like my pink lip, Miss Thang, girl? Y'all didn't like my pink lip with my black lipstick, my black outliner, Miss Thang. So I went back to my pink lip with my chestnut, Miss Thang, and you still can't take my lip?
It's the pink lip, girl. It's not what you line it with, girl.
Why you can't take her, Miss Thang? Mind you, I gotta mind you, I'm down to my last smidget, honey. I need to go to
majority gloss.
I need to go to Mac and get me another one.
Your red is cute on you, Kelly.
Oh my god, Miss Laura Spears, send me another picture. I'm waiting for it to load up. It says, look at all Sister Tiffany Chanel. Ooh. Is that really Tiff?
What?
No.
Oh. Because I wanted to say, Miss A, I never seen Tiff without makeup, Miss A. Baby.
You ain't going to see her without no makeup.
Oh, why is that?
Love her down, but Tiff ain't... Tip don't go to the corner store without a shot, without an eye on.
No.
At least.
Oh, no.
Is J-Rock still alive?
Yeah, J-Rock's still there. Him and Michi won't give us the tea while Stewie kick LaMelo out the house.
What are we doing before the ball?
No one has said that Stewart has kicked anyone out. No one has said that LaMelo has left.
Okay, what was you saying, Father Rodney?
What are we doing before the ball?
Before the ball, you can, you know, Thursday night you can hit the strip. If you go to www.joneteenth.com, they have so many festivities going on, from pool parties to barbecues to, you know, spade games, you know, sex parties.
Like directly before the ball, like the club and stuff like that.
Long need to be stopped.
Directly before the ball, you got Jay Pepe's, or either you can go to Club Icon. You know, it depends on what your tea is. Jay Pepe's is more the grown folks. Icon is more of the bunny. You know, either one.
So what are we doing,
J-Rock?
What are we doing?
The bunnies.
You already know where I'm going. I'm going where the bunnies are. But I get everyone for free. So I'll be at JPEPs and Icons. But then I'm leaving early because I got to get everybody ready for the ball. So.
Oh, okay.
Are you new father?
So you're the new father?
Like I said, if you get tested,
J-Rock,
you can get into the ball for free.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Texas Road Nights going on Sunday.
I love how y'all Ebony's answer y'all questions.
Congratulations, Father J-Rock, Ebony.
No one said he was father. Stop it.
Don't do that. Do not do that. Baby.
Okay.
Because I will be in the DMV next year, April 2014. I'm coming and hell coming with me.
Oh, so are you the new father or the new overseer? What position they gave you?
Like I said, April 2014, I will be in the DMV.
Mm-hmm. That was political motherfucking answers, bitch. Nobody want to hear that motherfucking shit.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Well,
I want
answer.
The tea, honey. I want the tea, honey. And trust
that
and believe.
That is the tea.
And trust
in
2014, trust
he will be
okay.
in the DMV.
It don't matter, honey. Y'all ain't got to give us a tea, honey. We have reporters. We have reporters coming to the Dallas area, Miss Tangirl. And as soon as they get to the Dallas area, Miss Tang, it will be reported, okay? So.
Yeah, I will be.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, Chababo. I don't know, honey. I got some tea, Miss Tang. I don't know if I should report it, Miss Tang, honey. It's a prodigy tea, honey. Yes, honey.
Bust it open, sis.
Bust it open?
Yeah, you busted everything else open. Don't shut the bottle now.
Don't shut the bottle down. So I want to know why, overall father, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I want to know why did Chris and Fatty battle on Saturday at the Crystal Ball, honey? Why we got to wait all the way until the house ball for Fatty to come out as a prodigy?
Chris battled Fatty because Chris is a prodigy and Fatty is not. That's answering your question, correct?
Officially. Oh,
there's only one.
Damn. I got to be more careful. I'm fucking up. Lord have mercy. Girl, I'm sending shit to the wrong Lord.
Oh, mistake. Oh, yes, mistake. Hold on, mistake. Oh, I'm getting tea. They say, girl, oh, yeah, girl, stop sending shit to the wrong people. Oh, shit. Who? Oh. Dang, the shit that just came through my desk. Well, I don't know. I know the girl, sonny. Well, the scene that just came to my desk mistake that was accidentally sent to me was saying LaMelle is asked to be stepped down for crafting the hotel rooms every weekend. Would you, Ebony? I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's a whole lot, but that's the premise of this message that came to my desk.
Lord, that's old. Hey, I want to be in the house.
Hello?
That's
what
they
want to
be in the house of snow.
J-Rock and Michi?
Huh?
LaMelle crafted the hotel room every weekend, and they asked him to step down.
I cannot justify an event I did not attend.
Okay, well, they didn't take his position. They just asked him graciously to step down. J-Rock?
I don't think that is truly the official situation.
Ooh.
Again, we're going to ask that you please refrain from this topic.
Oh, they said
arrested
at
a later
date. Oh, they said the cunt want to press charges and everything. Oh, I didn't even see that.
Well,
Oh, and to keep her from going to the law, Larry paid for the rooms. Now LaMelle owes Larry money, but Larry does not have LaMelle does not have it to pay back.
Tony, that's old.
Oh.
See, I can tell you don't be paying attention.
I'm gonna say, you know, I don't be on Facebook, sister. But you know, if the girls don't tag me and shit, Miss Thang Bitch, I'll be in it. So is that the reason, J Rock? Or we gotta just wait until Glam Rock weekend this weekend?
I'm back. What the fuck happened?
LaMelle crafted the rooms Ebony weekend, and he was asked to be stepped down. Larry Ebony had to pay for the room. LaMelle has no money to pay Larry back, so they asked him to step down.
Who the fuck said
leaking
and saying all that kind of shit?
Well, you know, it just came through my desk, honey. I was just reading what came over.
That was real cute. But like I said, once again, you know, all the categories are open to all. You got $1,000 female figure face, $1,000 bow, and it's a lot going on in Dallas.
Kelly, no free promotion. Kelly, you seen this picture of...
No, that's not free promotion. They paid for promotion, honey.
No
oh,
promotion.
Shit. Oh, hold on. I forgot all about that, honey. Somebody hit it in my inbox for this thing. So, I like him, and I really like him. It's like, well, I like all three of them, Miss Thang.
Okay, so it was nice talking to you guys.
No. Bitch, don't you motherfucking go no place, Miss Thang. Okay? I like all three of them, Miss Thang. And so I forgot all about the situation since last week Monday because I really don't sit here and be thinking about all of this shit. But inbox just came through my inbox and somebody said, you're not going to discuss the situation in D.C. So I forgot all about it, but they remind me. So Alexis, don't go no place. Allegedly, okay, Pretty Boy Realness, Dante Balenciaga, and the legendary Boogie Revlon, and the legendary Alexis Sun, Ken 007, had a nasty threesome Memorial Day weekend. Okay? That's what I was talking about last week when I was saying a shitty deal, honey. They gave the very that the legendary Boogie fucked Dante Balenciaga in his ass, Miss Thang. He shitted on him, Miss Thang, honey. And while Boogie was fucking him, he was sucking Ken's dick. He shitted on Boogie. Then he got up and got in the shower, Miss Thang. After getting out the shower, he got back on the bed, Miss Thang. Continued to play with his motherfucking asshole some more, Miss Thang, honey. And wanted Ken to slay him, Miss Thang. But Ken got over it, Miss Thang, because he already had shitted on Boogie. So Boogie fucked him. Wait, hold on. My oval is going off, honey. Hold on. Boogie fucked him again, Miss Thang, and he shitted on Boogie again. This time, Miss Thang, he just got up and got dressed and left the hotel room and went to work.
So, how does my son feel into that?
He was getting his dick sucked the first time when Boogie was fucking him. That's why. And he wanted Ken to fuck him, but Ken was over it because, you know, because he already had shitted on Boogie. And they said Boogie had fucked him raw.
Okay. I mean, what you want me to say?
I'm just reporting it because the girls hit me up in my inbox and said about the shitty deal. I forgot all about it. So, and that was the situation. And I feel real bad talking about the story because me and Dante is in a new place, and I really like him, and I love Boogie, and I love Ken also, honey. So, you know, I really feel bad about talking about the story, but, you know, I have to do what a journalist has to do what she has to do. But I don't know if you girls know you're going to get fucked, Miss Thang, girl. Miss Thang, I understand why y'all don't dish your puss, Miss Thang. Even if you're not going to get fucked, Miss Thang, even if you're going out to a ball, Miss Thang, girl, dish your puss before the ball because you never know what might happen, Miss Thang. and then these things wouldn't happen. But with all that dick that Boogie and King got, Miss Tangora, it still can happen even if you dush, Miss Tang, because they look like they could bust some arteries, Miss Tang, with those dicks, Miss Tang. Honey.
She never said, no, I'm not going to, I'll call you, I never mind.
I never said what?
No, I wasn't talking, somebody in my inbox, I was, never mind.
Yeah, so that was the shitty deal. Mm-hmm. So what? What up now? Honey. I wish I could get Ken and Boogie. I'm going to, Miss Thane, let me see. You know what? I know they both going to be out tonight, Miss Thane. And I didn't do no aftermath last night, Miss Thane. I wasn't really feeling aftermaths and all of that stuff, Miss Thane. But I might have to, get an exclusive interview with Boogie and Ken tonight on that. Because they should both be out tonight.
So can Kelly up and ask her those questions. I don't have no comments on the story.
Well, what are they asking you, Alexis?
Mm-mm.
Tell me what they asking you. We got 3 minutes, honey, before I get
no
up
worries,
out of here.
No worries. She about to hit you up.
Honey, ask me the question, baby.
Mm.
Honey, I'm only reporting the story. Please do not kill the messenger. It came to me last week. It came to me last week Sunday, honey.
Uh-oh.
Baby. So, please. Honey, hurry up and ask me the questions and say, honey, because 2 o'clock is the deadline, honey. We ain't doing record mode, honey. Alexis has to go to work, Miss Say, in the morning, Miss Say. Michi has to get on her knees and pray, honey. And J Rock has to oil up his body, Miss Thane, to get into those leather pants for this weekend. And Rodney got customers to attend to. So, girls, come on, honey, give me the tea, Miss Thane. What y'all want to ask me, Miss Thane? Hold on, let me see. It's my, hold on. Let me see, honey. Honey. Oh no, Miss Tangora, I'm not gonna do that, Laura. I'm not gonna read that, Miss Tang, because the girl is gonna make it seem like I'm bitter and I'm pressed, Miss Tang. So I'm not gonna read that. But Laura definitely sent me a picture of Homie the Clown with the red wig on with Ashley next to each other, Miss Tang, and wanted me to read, but I'm not gonna read, Miss Tang.
Well, you might as well.
No, I'm not gonna read. I gotta keep my opinions to myself because you know me and that lady doesn't see eye to eye. So, baby, that's what Laura sent me in my inbox. Oh shit! Somebody hit me up and said, "Bitch, how dare Dante get fucked raw? It's supposed to be working for HIV awareness clinic. What the fuck?" I don't know, Miss Thane, child. You know how people are. Miss Thane, people don't be thinking at that time. You know, they get into that mode, Miss Thane, and it goes out the door. So that's
well,
what
that's
it is.
So different than somebody working at a bank and committing fraud at the same time. Come on. Now that's
well, honey, I know a lot of girls that do that, Miss Thane. They said, "Child, please, honey, bitch, please. Ain't nobody got time for that." I mean, well, that's what it was, Miss Thane. I thank y'all all, Miss Thane. I definitely want to tell everybody, don't forget to go out to the to Trey Garcon's ball this weekend. It's a whole lot of festivities that's going to be happening in the Dallas area, so definitely do go out and support that. I'm sorry that I won't be able to attend this weekend, honey, but definitely do go support that. If God is willing and everything with me, honey, the girls might see me at the free ball this weekend in Baltimore, honey. Can everybody say goodnight one by one because we're about to get out of here?
You're not going to Marcus Ball?
What?
You're not going to Pittsburgh?
No. I'm not going to Pittsburgh. And you want me to know why I'm not going to Pittsburgh? Because I was going to go to Pittsburgh because I feel that. You know, me and Marquise had a genuine relationship, and it's also one of my house members' balls that was having a ball with him, so I was going to go. But after going back from coming back from Ohio, and then the situation that happened with me and the linebacker in Ohio, and the way Marquise attacked, and that's the problem. That's the problem now. Butch Queens needs
what
to stay.
Linebacker?
I'm not going there. Okay, Butch Queens need to stay out of the Fem Queens problem. That's how the problem escalate more, because Fem Queens have whatever they going on between them, bitch. The Butch Queens need to stay out of it and let the Fem Queens handle that between they self. And they want to come in, and then you want to attack, and then you want to attack me and read me about things that your same house member was doing that same night. Oh, I came into the ball with my sneakers on, with my dress on. Then your member came in with her dress on and her Chinese Chinese store $2 slippers on. But you want to sit here and you want to read me and attack me and all of that, and I don't like that, and coming at me and all of that, I felt some type of way, and it's not something that I feel that I have to you know, feel that I need to be attacked by a Butch Queen because I'm going at something with another Fem Queen. So that really left a bad taste in my mouth, and that's why I'm not going in to support. But I was definitely going to go, but that left a bad taste in my mouth, so I'm not going, no. So, you know, and if Marquise would like to hit me up on Facebook, or he has my number, and we can talk about the situation, and then maybe we can go forward from there. So, but most likely I would definitely be, and I will be at a Marquise ball this weekend, but it won't be that Marquise ball. But everybody say goodnight. We about to get up out of here.
Good night, everyone. See you in a few weeks.
Everybody win at one time.
All right, man.
I'll see everybody this weekend. Make sure y'all bring some Trojans Bearskin comics with ID Millennium Glide. Feel so good. You forget it's on.
Yeah, honey. Somebody going to blow that back out this weekend, honey. Oh, tell me, say. Michi, if you're going down there this weekend, Michi, make sure you have the AmLams on standby, honey.
I will not be going down to this weekend. I will be
having a weekend with my brother. She loves those bare skin, honey.
J-Rock.
Yes,
Rodney.
How far is San Antonio from Dallas?
San Antonio from Dallas is 2 hours, about 2.5 hours.
Okay, well, between you and Trey, see if y'all can give me a ticket to the game, please. I would love and I would appreciate it.
I'll talk to
Trey. Said again. Y'all try to work that out for me.
Y'all work that out for him, honey. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so tired. Yeah, uh-huh. I ain't tired, honey. But we ain't gonna speak upon my brother's contract. But okay, I thank everybody for listening. I thank everybody for listening to the show, honey. I love y'all all for loving me. Remember, whatever alleyway or bathroom you do go into and you bump into J-Rock, make sure you have some beer back on. Honey, because he likes that, honey. Protect yourself, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I am the legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me, and have a good night. And we're going to take y'all away with commercials, honey, as soon as I find my board. Miss Hank, my board is gone, honey. I ain't got my switchboard, honey. I don't even know where my switchboard is at. Maybe the switchboard is gone, honey. So we're going to take y'all away with my voice. Good night. And I love y'all all. We'll see y'all back here next week, Monday, when we will definitely be recapping everything that happened in motherfucking Dallas, honey, and who really used those beer back skin condoms. Good night. Bye-bye.